Anita, and this is It Starts Now, the podcast that celebrates grown folk joy, bold conversations, and living your best life after 50. Join me, your host, Juanita, as I talk real talk about life, wellness, relationships, style, and everything in between. Always with laughter, zero politics. You can catch us now on BBS Radio TV, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Your best life, it starts now. So, happy New Year, because I do know that there are places that already celebrated New Year. So, happy New Year. And I'm going to say it now because, you know, I like saying happy New Year, you know, especially when the past year was kind of cray cray. And then this year, we're like, it has to start now, hence the name of the show, It Starts Now. Welcome back to my show. So I didn't book anybody today. I figured everybody was getting drunk and, you know, and yours truly will be there in about, oh, let me see, 5, 4, 3. No, let me stop. But I plan to be inebriated as soon as I get off the air. I don't go out a lot anymore only because it's so crazy out. And, you know, when you go out and, you know, you want to celebrate or whatever, because I literally was going to do that. I have plans and I still might do it. One of my neighbors is having a little small get together. And I love those type of events because, number one, you can drink. Number two, it's not that far. So I can park my car, stagger home, or, you know, hitchhike, you know, let me stop saying it because y'all thinking I'm crazy, but it's literally like around the corner from my house, so I can walk home. So that part. But also, I like intimate settings. I like intimate gatherings. And I think those are more important, which is why I wanted to do a rant. And I'm not going to be like, you know, do a bitchy rant and start saying, oh, my God, I can't stand what's going on. I'm going to just do some key points and you know, discuss those. And you know, I should have done this with video this time, because I really would have loved the feedback and the, you know, back and forth. I would love for people to have chimed in, but I didn't do that. And at the last minute, I thought I should, but I didn't. So this year for me, it's been a little challenging. I got older and everything that I've never been sick a day, you know, colds or whatever. I got everything this year. Everything that I never had, I never got, I got it this year. So let's start with the minnow, you know, Aunt Minnow. Menopause came into my life like a goddamn thief in the night. She stole my shit and she kept going. I am not like menopause for me. I didn't experience, you know, a lot of the other things that women say they experience, the hot flashes, the night sweats. I didn't experience that. I experienced the mood swings. I experienced what my sister has called the meerkat syndrome. Meerkat is everything that someone says, meerkat. I'm bitching about everything. I don't like a lot of things anymore. I don't like, you know, people interrupting my space. So it's the meerkat syndrome. And I know a lot of you are probably dealing with that now. And you probably dealt with it before you had menopause. Let's just be honest. But I got a meerkat syndrome. And I just decided after our last show or the show before that, we talked about Halle Berry getting all those signatures for a hormone replacement therapy bill so it could be included in our insurance. Because right now, I decide that I'm going to embrace hormone replacement therapy, but it's going to cost because insurance doesn't cover it. So that is the what the fuckery. I mean, it doesn't cover the cost of hormone replacement therapy, which bothers me and probably bothers a lot of women who want to embrace something, who want to get rid of the meerkat syndrome, the hot flashes, The vaginal dryness, the mood swings, all that stuff, the low libido, the brain fog. Yeah, I got it all. I got that brain fog. The low libido, I don't have yet. And I guess I should tap on wood, tap, tap, but everything else, yeah, that's my new go-to right now. So Menno has been meddling in my life. And all of you or all of those people who are going through it right now, I feel, I'm praying for you. I'm hoping that you will embrace hormone replacement therapy because the way I hear it from my friends and others, it's like a game changer. It kind of brings back the balance because when I got my results back from my test to see what my levels were, all of them were very low, which explains the meerkat syndrome. Why am I always angry? Why am I always mad? Okay, so that's one. Joint pain, throw that in there, which brings me to number two, the joint pain. So my mother had debilitating arthritis. And that was back in the day where they didn't really have a lot to offer. Right now there's so many new things that they have that I've been taking, I've been given, and I'm probably will have to eventually embrace in the new year. And I'm talking about some type of surgery. And I'm not going to get upset because every time I talk about it, I get upset because I never was sick. And all of a sudden, I got this weird walk. And it ain't a cute walk. It's not even a pimp walk. It's a weird, something is wrong with you. Oh, I saw you limping. Are you okay? How old are you? Yeah, that's what I've been getting now. I'm getting the limp of death now. So I gotta get my pimp walk back. And I'm not gonna allow what I believe to be something that's going to be a death sentence because I know it's not. And I looked at my neighbor who's across the street, and my neighbor, she had to have a full hip replacement. I saw that beaver walking up the street like it was nothing. And I'm just like, didn't you have hip surgery? Didn't you have something? And she was, telling me, what happened. She gave me her doctor. I said, give me his information now because if you had a total hip replacement, I'm a need to have him in my life. I'm a need to have whatever happened. You had a Dorian Gray portrait in your attic and you went to look at it. I don't know what happened to you, but I need that because you're walking like nothing happened. So we got the joint issue. We got the arthritis. And I know a lot of you guys or girls are dealing with that. But why are women going through, we already went through the childbirthing, the menstrual cycles, and now we got this. Men are sailing along. I know y'all got some issues too, because we talked about that as well in that show. But we seem like we're getting all of it. And I'm just saying for all you women out there who are getting all of it, stand strong. Stand strong, stand brave, embrace cannabis because I sure have. Embrace, I'm not, and a lot of times, okay, I'm gonna throw this out here. I don't drink like, alcoholic drink. I literally drink once a week. I talk about it a lot because I enjoy drinking, but I don't drink to the point of inebriation. I don't drink to the point of falling out, but I love a good cocktail and I love a good glass of wine, good Chard, or even some cab. So embrace that. Do what you need to do to get yourself together. And if you need to embrace therapy, by all means, embrace therapy. We had our girl on. We had two women. We had Jennifer Palmer. She's a phenomenal therapist. We had Vicky Rand, another phenomenal therapist. And they both gave us great advice on what you need to start doing to get yourself together. So go back to those shows. Look it up. It's, Spotify or look it up on BBS Radio. Doug and Dan, they're so good and so thorough on Doug and Don, rather, they're so thorough about putting all the show notes in the description. So go back and listen to those shows if you can. Be a fan, support this show, support me. Shoot, I need a lot of listeners, subscribers. We did reach the 1,000 mark, so that was pretty phenomenal for me. So I did like that. So thank y'all, those who are still continuing to still listen to this show. Especially after today, because you're probably like, you know what? I can't listen to her anymore. She is talking way too much. But this is all about me today. There's no guest. So we're going to spend the next, let me see what I got, the next 20 minutes, maybe 15, on me ranting. So, and I even wrote notes. So the next one, I did that, stop making menopause a death sentence. What are we doing socially that is so much? That we've figured that we're at a certain age that we need to share some stuff that we really, really shouldn't be sharing socially. And I'm talking about, you ever see those social posts where someone's in the hospital and they got a what do you call it, the band around their arm, and they go, "Y'all pray for me." So my thing is praying for what? Why are you in the hospital? What happened? I'm that girl. I want to know what I'm praying for. But why do we need to see that? Why do we need to see funerals, live funerals on a social media post that we're not a part of? Like that family member was not our family member, but we got to see funeral, live funeral services on social media. Why do we need to see that? I think what happens is we tend to let social media be that shrink, if you may, and we got to share everything. And we figure that if we like it, everybody else like it. Guess what? No, we don't. We don't need to see the funeral. We don't need to see you in the hospital. We don't need to see that, you attempted suicide and that you didn't succeed, but God is good. No, we don't need to see none of that. You need to figure out if there's another way for you to share what your experiences are and stop getting on social media. And social media for me, and I know a lot of people using it for that. It's connections. It's finding people that you haven't dealt, you haven't talked to, you haven't seen. And then I share my show. I share fun facts every single day because laughter for me helps. But that's it. I'm not sharing no personal stuff. You all right now know about the hip situation because I'm sharing it here. I'm not going to be sharing, a picture of me with laying in a hospital. Y'all pray, hip surgery, and limping out. I'm not doing that because why? I'm vain. That's why. I'm so vain that it's not funny. So let's embrace that. Also, let's start embracing therapy, people. Yeah, you may think therapy is, and I can say this for the Black community, we think therapy is not for us. We think therapy, we don't do therapy. This is what the Black community has. I can say that because what? I'm Black. But we need to embrace therapy in a way that is necessary because there are so many people out there right now, my family, your friends, everything that are losing it, whether it's because of an incident, whether it's because of a death, whether it's because of, a relationship, whether it's because, you think you're fat, or you think that you're not going to find anybody, so you just going cuckoo. Embrace therapy. The last show that I did, I embrace therapy. I do. I really do. And right now, what's the great thing about therapy? You don't even have to show your face there. You can literally do it online. You can literally do it virtually. You don't have to get up, put some clothes on, especially if you're in that position or that situation where you're like, I don't even feel like getting dressed. I don't feel like putting no clothes on. I want to come out with my fuzzy slippers and my pajamas. Well, guess what? You can do that at virtual therapy. You can literally do that now. So I would say, if you haven't, give it a try. See if you like it. See if embracing therapy can work for you because it really, really does work. Dating. Here we go. So my dating life, I saw something really profound in And see, now I have a brain fog because of the minnow. But Tracy Ross. So Tracy Ross did something on social about dating. And I found it so refreshing. And I also found it so profound. She says, I'm not interested in being in a relationship just to being in a relationship. If you're not improving my life, I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to keep being in those kind of situations. And they say Libra people. Yeah, I'm a Libra. We attract the broken, the whatever. I don't know if that's me, but I don't want to be with somebody that I have to fix at this age. I like younger men, not that young. I mean, I'm not Maury Povich young, but Maury Povich show young. But I don't want to fix anybody. I don't want to fix your man, your son, your father. I don't want to fix anybody. If you're coming to me and we're getting together, and I can say the same thing about me. I don't want you to fix me. I don't want to come to you with some baggage. I don't want to come to you and talk about what happened, years ago that, ooh, that reminded me of what happened years ago. Ooh, and you start talking about that. I wouldn't want to date me if I did that. So let's talk about dating and your dating life and how you're dating. And I know some people have embraced just being single. They no longer want to date. That's not me. I enjoy the company of a man, a partner, a companion. And it's not always sexual. It's the laughing, it's the going out, it's doing things, it's traveling. Right now I'm traveling, mostly alone. I go, alone a lot. Or, if I do travel with someone, it's someone that, I'm traveling with. Like the last trip I did travel with someone. But I'm just saying, embrace the fact that you're gonna wait. You're not going to just go out there and just grab the first person to say, I didn't ask how you look. I asked how you doing. And then he gets in the car and he's got 10 kids at home and he's still paying child support and he's 50, 60 years old and he's still paying child support. What? That baby should be a grown up now. And men, don't start dating women who got everything and you ain't got shit. And you know who I'm talking, and vice versa, because I am not that person that's going to always say it's the men's fault, and vice versa. You come in with everything, and you dating somebody who got several kids or a few kids, still living with their parents, getting by, whatever. Don't do it. If you want to fix that person, that's one thing. I don't want to fix anybody anymore. I'm at that age. I don't want to fix nobody. I want you to be fixed. I want you to come to me and I want you to be glut. I want you to be so glut that I'm going to be blown away and vice versa. I don't want you fixing me and I don't want to fix you. So there we go. Just like, they be like, this girl is just on fire. She talking about, oh, my record. Here's another one. See, I got a little list and you hear the paper going. I was eating grapes earlier. So, are you, let's see, what did I write? Oh, is someone in your life or in your space or in your orbit draining the life out of you? I mean, are you literally, how can I put this? Every time you talk to this person or you see this person, you automatically go into a mode of, I need jumper cables. I mean, you literally need jumper cables. Every time you see that person, you call in AAA because they have drained the batteries out of you and you keep replacing that battery to deal with that particular situation. Is anybody out there who have people like that? Everyone does. And everyone feels that they need to keep these people around them or keep them close, or not even so much as close, but just near. And then you get into the conversation, and the minute they call, you go through that. Oh my God, really? Okay, let me take this call. Let me get it over with. And everything that this person has said drained the life out of you. So, what do we do? What do we need to do? We need to cut those people back. We need to cut them off. We got to cut it. You got to cut it off, rip the band-aid, throw it away, don't replace it, let it scab and let it go by itself. Because that drainage situation that person has caused you mental instability. Believe me, seriously, I have had those type of people. I've also had those type of people that you extend the olive branch to them, and they basically just take some shears and just cut it and just say, you know what, I'm going to toss it into the fire pit. So I had to learn that the hard way, because me, Libra girl again, I like everyone to like me. I want everybody to love me. And I don't know where that comes from, because my sister and my mother, they are the rip the band-aid off. They don't care. Their feelings are just like, bye. Bye girl, bye, bye boy, bye. Me, oh, I wonder why he didn't like me, why she didn't like me. Okay, let me just see if I can just reach out and see if I can, make her like, oh, I am that girl. And I don't know where it comes from. I don't have any immediate family members that act like that. Maybe it's the Libra part of me. But whatever it is, let it go. The olive branch has been extended. Take the olives out, make yourself a dirty martini with it. I mean, I'm serious. Just remove the olives, throw the branch away, and make yourself a dirty martini. Because at this point in your life and the way things are happening, and you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to talk about politics, but you know what I'm talking about. Every time you open up the paper, you look at television, you listen to the radio, you look at the internet, you whatever. There is something that somebody has done that has made you just get angry. And you want to continue looking because you're like, "Oh, okay, it's like that car accident. I can't look away. I want to see, but I don't want to see." You're continually getting that information, and more of that gets into you, the bitter you become. And then all of a sudden, someone says hi, and you're just bitter herbs. You're literally screaming at them, and you don't even know why. It's because what you are receiving socially or publicly or wherever has affected you, and it is affecting you, and you need to let it go. So if you do a woosah, if you light candles, if you sage, because that's what I do. Every New Year's Day, I sage. I sage my house so much. And I do it on a regular basis now because, there are people that come in your house and you're like, why did I let this person in my house? I just saw a bad spirit just jump off their shoulder. I'm saging and I'm doing my chants or whatever, release it, whatever. Because they have brought something bad into my home. And then all of a sudden that energy is in your house. And I think, you know what? For next year, I'm going to do some a show about saging and how to rid bad spirits as far as, burning candles and incense. Because there are a lot of people that are out there that mean harm to you. They probably come with great intentions, but they mean harm to you. And you can see that bad spirit jump off their shoulder. Oh, there it is. Oh, it just jumped off. So let's do that. Let's embrace good vibes and saging and religion. Bring religion into your life. Bring some type of religion, whether it's, going to church or whether it's just praying. I pray. I counted the other day because I didn't believe how many I do. I want to say I do 8 prayers a day. And they're all for different reasons. They're, one is for this, one is for that, whatever. And they all for different reasons. But I do 8 prayers a day. I burn candles, I burn incense, because I need to have that safety net around me in case I encounter something crazy. And I feel that whenever I do that prayer, those 8 prayers, it provides that force field. Now, sometimes, the force field can be punctured by, somebody or something, but I just know that it can get punctured, but it can't harm me, if that makes any sense. So I do 8 prayers a day, and I do that because, yeah, it does help me. I recently saw something, and this is going to be real cray cray, but AI, I don't even know how to say this. I'm going back to the dating thing. I know I'm jumping around, going back to the dating thing. And I found out that there are people out there who are dating AI people, AI characters. I don't understand it, but I can't, because if you have somebody who's saying all the right things to you, you know, boosting your ego, your morale, saying, you know, you got this, you know, you're great, whatever. I can see the draw, but then again, I can't. I guess because I am a person that I need to hug and kiss you. I need to touch you. I need to see your face. I need to see a human face. I don't need, you know, I don't need Billy or whatever they call, whatever the name is on AI. If they use names, I don't even know if they use names, to tell me that, you know, girl, that limp ain't bad. That limp don't make you look old. That limp make you look good. I don't need that. My friends will tell me, yeah, I saw you limping and you look crazy. Is everything okay? No, Beaver, it's not okay. I dislocated I messed up my hip, you know, climb or play, you know, playing football. Thought I could play football with some guys, caught a pass, try to do a fake and fail. Yeah, that's the story. So it ain't nothing cute. It's that's the story. And it messed up my hip. So I laugh at it because I'm sitting there going, why did you play football in the first place? And it wasn't tag. It was full on, like, you know, and dude just kind of tackled me like, you know, like I was a guy. I was like, I'm still a girl. Tackle me like, but you got the ball. So that's what happened. And I'm going to find out if I do, in fact, need surgery, which I think I do because I'm walking weird now. You know, still love me, still think I'm cute, still think I'm sexy. I'm just saying, still think I'm sexy with a limp. That's my biggest thing is that, you know, looking old. And I know I'm older and I know people get older. And I know that's one of my problems. And that is a problem for me is that I don't like to look old and I don't like to be old. But I try very hard to keep myself in shape. I try very hard to look good, to feel good. And So that is my rant. I hope, I really do. I hope that you guys, I hope you guys are gonna still stick with me because I expose a lot. I did say a lot, and you know that is the truth. It's plain and simple. You know, there's no filter, no apologies. You know, so this episode was meant to share what I've been going through 2025, do not want to bring into 2026. And hopefully, some of this has touched on you, what you don't want to bring in 2026, what you don't want. I hope it did. And going forward, we need to step into this new year. We need to protect our peace, our honor, our growth, and stop shrinking to make others comfortable. We got to. And coming soon, 2026, I'm going to have a new book. It's not going to be poetry. It's going to be a book of meditation and inspirational quotes on a daily basis because that's what I need in my life. And I figured somebody else needs it in their life too. You know, you pick up the book and every day there's an inspirational quote. It's going to be about 400 pages. So I've been working on this for the last 2 years in between the poetry, the Fro Girl Chronicles. So I hope you like it. I hope you embrace it. I want you to continue to listen to this show. It starts now. I thank you so much for giving me 1,000 subscribers. I thank you so much for all of you who have embraced this show, who have made me feel good, who have always come and say, when is the next show? I really do. We're going to take a 2 week break, but then we're going to come back and we're going to do some more shows. And I'm going to do more shows that are live, that are out there, that are pre-recorded outside. So we can get like some really fun stuff. So see you in the next year, 2026. Happy New Year. Move differently, live louder, and remember, always remember, it starts now. Bye-bye. That's a wrap for today on It Starts Now. Catch us on BBS Radio TV and all your streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CastBox, and more. Want to keep the conversation going? Hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your crew. And you got a brand or business that you want to promote? Let us team up.
email me at thebeautyfiles2@gmail.com or facejobmedia.com. Your best life, it starts now. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.